This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Joe Kelly. The KRLD Morning News continues now with Heather Behrens and John Little.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In a big shakeup at Southwest Airlines, let's get right to it and check in with KRLD business analyst David Johnson. David, what's going on?
Well, we knew yesterday was the first meeting between the, quote, activist shareholders, Elliott Management, which now control a little over 10% of Southwest Airlines, and management, and they have walked away, and we're beginning to see the first shoes dropping. I say first because my sense is we'll need to have some fill out on this, but Gary Kelly, the longtime former chief financial officer, the orchestrator of the, you know, the hedging process that made Southwest Airlines profitable when other airlines weren't because of fuel prices, then the longtime CEO will step down as executive chairman. He'll step down early next year. Meanwhile, the board will be reduced from 15 to 13 members at the November meeting. Then come the annual meeting of 2025 next year, it goes down to 8 members. What we don't know exactly is who those 8 members are going to be. We've seen the slate that Elliott has been offering, which is just full of former airline people, arguably too many airline people. You know, you put that many airline people in a room, you can't make a decision. But David Cush, the former head of our president of American Airlines, then CEO of Virgin, is one of the candidates. Mike Cawley, who was the CEO of Ryanair, is also being proposed as a board member. Bob Milton, who's the former CEO of Air Canada, is up there. WestJet's former CEO, really a fistful of people. We'll see who they end up with. But we've already seen some changes within Southwest Airlines, and that is adding some premium seating. The only thing they've really kept for right now is the bags fly free. That is evidently intact. But right now we're seeing a turnover in the board. That is the first level. Then we'll have to see what Elliott has to say about that, if they're happy. The stock, well, the stock is virtually unchanged. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, David, quick question. You mentioned about the seating. What other changes may this, you know, produce for, you know, passengers? What could we see?
Well, what's really needed, and I think is in the process, but it needs to escalate it, is the software upgrade. And then you take a look at the route structure. It's really fundamentally different from what other airlines do. And they don't use a hub and spoke, which is one of the reasons it was given for the airplanes that couldn't get back online after the disruption and the lost bags and everything else. So my guess is, and that's not quite as sexy, you know, is looking at the internals of the airline, but that's probably what's going to be happening in the background. And then we'll take a look, and it'll be interesting to see the faces that survive in running this airline. And also Bob Jordan, who's fairly recent as CEO, see if he has plans to stay on and if Elliott will keep him. But like I said, I can't wait to hear from Elliott next.
Absolutely. David, thank you so much for coming on with us so soon after this news. It's breaking news here on KRLD. We'll be following it all morning. You're hearing it first right here.
Tonight is the first and quite possibly the only debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. A debate you can hear live right here on 1080 KRLD.
Both candidates have been prepping for this head-to-head meeting, but in very different ways. No matter what, KRLD Midday host Chad Benson says this is a key test.
If you're Trump or if you're Harris, you got to define the other person. But most importantly, you need to define yourself.
As far as anyone knows, this will be the first time Harris and Trump have crossed paths. The two meet tonight in Philadelphia at the National Constitution Center. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The ABC News presidential debate simulcast on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight with the debate scheduled to begin at 8. You can listen live or in the Odyssey app. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD and be sure to check back in tomorrow morning for debate reaction and analysis. We are DFW's election headquarters.
Minnesota governor and Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz spoke to supporters at a private fundraiser in Dallas yesterday, emphasizing that economic growth and public investments can work together. According to the Dallas Morning News, Walz pointed to his record in Minnesota, where he supported free school meals, improving attendance and achievement. He warned that Republican policies could threaten personal freedoms, including reproductive rights.
Turning now to school safety, it's called the Raptor Alert System, and several school districts are using it in case of an active shooter on campus. KRLD's Austin York has more.
In Winder, Georgia, two dozen teachers pressed their panic alert buttons when they heard gunfire at the school. That's when authorities came running. The Dallas ISD is using similar technology. The Raptor Alert System is an app that can be downloaded on your phone.
A teacher, custodian, staff member can hit basically an alert button on that phone app, and the school will go into a lockdown or secure or whatever mode is being required at that time, and everybody receives that notification.
Dallas ISD Police Chief Albert Martinez says all it takes is a double tap on the app, and all the appropriate agencies are alerted. He says not only is this cost effective, it's very efficient, and expects the technology only to improve with time. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, another example of a high school kid getting in trouble for making threats against their school. Roy City police arrested a teen boy in connection with a bomb threat at the high school there. Police say he posted online he might bring a bomb to school after a school meeting. Now, officers went to his home, talked to the teen and his parents. The teen told them he has no intention of carrying out the threat. Police checked out his home, didn't find any explosives, but they did charge the 15-year-old with making a terroristic threat. And in Argyle, in a separate incident, a high school student's under arrest, accused of making some sort of threat toward a staff member. The district says they got word about the threat on Monday afternoon. Police found the student, determined there was no real threat to the school, but police did arrest the student because of what they are saying was the nature of the language used.
The eye of Tropical Storm Francine is now squarely aimed at Louisiana, but that does not mean that Texas is out of harm's way.
Being in that cone is the central area of that storm, but this is a big storm.
Brittany Eck with the General Land Office says there is still the chance for flooding across southeast Texas. She says those with family members east of Houston should check to make sure they have escape routes. If Francine's path changes, energy companies including Chevron, Shell, and ExxonMobil are evacuating workers from offshore rigs.
Well, a former U.S. Marine sergeant from Watauga is scheduled to be sentenced today for his role in the U.S. Capitol riot. KRLD's LP Phillips says federal prosecutors want prison time.
It wasn't just that Kyle McMahon took part in the riot. Federal prosecutors in Washington say he helped get people inside the Capitol building, and they say he hasn't shown much remorse since then. McMahon went to the Capitol January 6th slinging a backpack that had a Kevlar helmet, a first aid kit, and a gas mask. He was one of the first to break through police barricades outside the Capitol, and court papers say while the 42-year Marine veteran admits that the police officers were only doing their job, pre-sentence investigators say McMahon has no regrets about what he did. The feds want him locked up for 2.5 years. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
A federal civil trial is underway in Austin over claims supporters of then-President Donald Trump threatened and harassed a Biden-Harris campaign bus in Texas days before the 2020 election. KRLD's Chris Fox is in Austin with more.
The lawsuit claims for at least 90 minutes, Trump supporters terrorized and menaced the driver and passengers on the Biden-Harris campaign bus as it drove from San Antonio to Austin. On the campaign trail 4 years ago, then-President Donald Trump called the supporters patriots who did nothing wrong.
They were protecting his bus yesterday. They had hundreds of cars. Trump, and the American flag.
In opening statements, the plaintiff's lawyer argued six Trump-trained drivers orchestrated the attack. The trial is expected to take weeks.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New Mexico is building an abortion clinic near the state's border with Texas. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has more.
Construction has started on the clinic in Las Cruces, New Mexico, in the southeast corner of the state, close to the Texas border. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says the clinic will stand as a testament to her state's commitment to reproductive freedom for residents of New Mexico and those who traveled to New Mexico from other states. Her office approved $10 million in state funding for the project in 2022. Abortion is legal in New Mexico, while Texas and Oklahoma have both made the procedure illegal in most circumstances. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An Arlington ISD employee is in hot water. KRLD's Tristan Ryans explains why.
Allegations of tying students up with strings and putting tape over their mouths. An employee at Goodman Elementary School has been placed on administrative leave after the district learned of the allegations and immediately began an investigation and placed the employee on leave, the Arlington ISD said in a statement, adding, "We encourage any students or parents with concerns to contact the administration. So far, there is no police report of the incident, nor has a criminal investigation begun." From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Let's talk about an old scam with a new twist. And it's making its way here in Texas. Here's Melanie Brown.
Some Texans have reported receiving emails that appear to be from a U.S. district court.
It may appear to be somewhat official, but it's absolutely not. And at the very end, they're going to want you to pay a dollar amount over the phone. In fact, this one would ask you to go and use Bitcoin.
Cook County Sheriff Ray Sappington says they're working with the FBI to catch the scammers, but it's really hard to find these types of criminals. From the 24-Hour News Center, Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Several schools in the Coppell District could be on the chopping block because of what else? Budget shortfalls. And the school board met last night and quickly found out a lot of parents are simply not happy about it. Here's NBC5's Wayne Carter.
Not an empty seat in the house, even standing room in the lobby, while parents watched a live feed of Coppell ISD's first meeting of possibly closing schools in the highly successful Destination School District.
As you look to make cuts, please remember how reducing the richness of these areas could hurt our status as a destination district.
Like so many districts in Texas, Coppell ISD is facing significant budget shortfalls, citing Governor Abbott's refusal to approve more money for schools unless vouchers are approved by lawmakers. Monday night, the district presented six different and very complex options to the school board of how schools could be impacted. Bottom line, three campuses, New Tech High School, Austin Elementary, and Pinkerton Elementary could close.
That's NBC5's Wayne Carter, who also reports students from those schools would be moved to other campuses. If the closures happen, it would be in time for the 2025-26 school year.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.